Good morning, everyone. Top of the morning to you, Donatello.
Morning, Randall.
Did you work out this morning?
Absolutely. Did you work out?
I seen
you had a late start this morning. You weren't leaving the house till like 7:05. I was pulling back in from the gym.
You say absolutely as if you weren't working out, as if you've been working out in the morning since you started working out.
Yeah, that's not true, but for the past 3 weeks, I've been hitting it pretty hard. Harder than you, old son.
No.
Yes.
You really sound like Wes whenever he's talking about driving.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that, but you've been working out in the morning longer, but here recently, I think I've...
I work out in the morning 6 times a week.
So do I. Like now?
So what?
I'm just saying.
I just think the only reason why I even brought it up is because sometimes you come in like somebody peed in your Cheerios.
Well,
that was the old Donnie.
Yeah, I'm starting to see a new Donnie in town. I mean, past couple weeks he's been an 801 kind of guy. Now he's a 759 kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's coming in. It's coming in strong.
What else you got? You sound like you're full of piss and vinegar this morning.
I'm just saying, you were calling me out like I hadn't.
I did not. I just asked if you worked out. That's all I said.
Yes, I went and worked out this morning.
That's all I need. That's all I wanted to know. I see that you got up early enough to look and see what kind of hoodie I was wearing. You can see that through the window.
Yeah.
I don't have to work out. I mean, like, I work out at the office, so I roll up in here at 7:05 and get done at 7:50 and change and still beat you to work.
Well, yeah, you're going to beat me to work because this is where you work out.
I know it. You should come in here.
It's not enough.
We don't have big enough weights.
Yeah. That's
kind of looks like a prison yard.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Get hard.
There's only certain places you can work out.
I know, and the office is one of them.
Donnie's got to go to the gym where there's girls wearing the Lululemons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
that's
got
true.
Those high socks.
On the stair stepper.
I mean.
So that's why you go.
Yeah.
That's why any single guy would go to the gym in town.
I understand. What else, Donnie?
I worked out legs this morning.
Yeah, right.
I did.
Skips leg day.
I have been skipping leg day for about the past 4 or 5 years, and I recently started doing them again.
Do you like it?
No.
No.
It gets easier, but no, I don't like it. My workouts on leg days never feel successful.
What do you think about working out in the mornings?
I like it just because I feel so much better during the day, but I honestly don't get as good as a workout in just because I don't have enough time. Mm-hmm. If I got up at 4 and was at the gym at 5, I could have enough time.
It takes you an hour to get to the gym?
No, but it takes me an hour to get like I wake up, take my pre-workout, and then, you know, you just got to get your gears going. Like,
yeah. Get your 2 poops in for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long does it take you to grow that mustache?
Quite a while.
Yeah,
yeah.
Working
nice.
On
you
it.
You got a nice little triangle. Yeah,
I got a gap.
On.
I got it's a cool. Major gap that it don't grow in.
It matches the mullet.
A little bit.
So do you dislike your mustache as much as you dislike your mullet?
No. I like my mustache.
Why don't you like the mullet?
I don't think I have the correct type of hair to grow long hair.
Perfect hair.
It's so thick and like coarse. It's like a horse's mane. It is so coarse.
Perfect. That's everything.
I don't know. I'm trying to use like different hair product now to see if, if it changes.
You got the sideburns too. Were those Garrett Kelly Johnson inspired?
No. I've had sideburns a long time. They're not near as long as Garrett's. Garrett's were really long.
Garrett's were thick. What else do you wish you had that Garrett had?
A dog, maybe. I don't know.
Everybody has to have a freaking dog.
I know, they're a pain.
I don't know, maybe the ability to ride Saddle Bronx. I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm not going to go there.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
What?
You got to say it now that you...
Yeah.
No, that makes me sound cocky. I won't say it.
Okay.
What what does Wes have that you wish you had?
Not much.
I mean, let's be honest, height.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be
you
that
wish
tall.
You were taller.
I wouldn't want to be that tall.
You
I don't know, man.
Than
it,
you are now?
Not really. I've gotten out of a lot of jams just from being
like
so short.
Not having to ride the roller coaster at Six Flags?
From being so short?
I'm not that short. Like, I don't believe that I'm shorter than average height.
Yeah. For those of you listening that haven't ever watched any of our stuff, Donnie's like super short. Donnie's like the shortest person in the office. And it bothers him. He gets real defensive about it.
No, I don't.
Listen to him. And there's the smudginess.
Oh, my gosh. Getting heated.
Randy, do you work out?
Heck no. I mean, I try, but it just doesn't go my way, you know?
You go through spurts where you try
yeah,
to.
Like, I'll go for 3 weeks, and I'm super jacked about, you know, I see a little bit of improvement in my arms, but... Then it just goes away, and then I decide I want to eat chocolate. And
why don't you? What keeps you from? I mean, like now you're in Graham.
Oh, well,
you got a system.
Yesterday I got a gym membership.
Yeah. Where?
At any time.
Oh,
we're gonna start working out together. The first 3 weeks of anything are the hardest.
Yeah.
All like just getting in, the routine.
What's so funny? I just said all right.
Like I think that about with anything. Like starting anything is the hardest. Starting a new job. Learning how to play guitar.
Starting this job for the first 3 weeks was hard for you?
I mean, just like being the new guy. I don't like that. You know what I mean?
You're
like,
still the new guy.
I felt your pain because you were awkward
the
first couple days.
For sure.
When we were doing that turkey wrap video.
Oh, yeah. Major.
You were asking them for the turkey and the mustard and whatever. Or the ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Really flustered and not really known.
I remember that.
I mean, you're good now, but in those situations, you just got to kind of predict what's going to happen next so you're ready. That's a good grunt, man. And that's what you are. That's what you were.
What made you nervous?
I'm just like that. Around people,
I'm
I
like
don't
that,
know,
too. That's why I felt it. Like, you don't want to screw up, and it just
Wes
puts you
was
in an
killing
awkward.
It. So you come in here. Wes is like the go-to guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But y'all are kind of on the same level.
Now?
No, I'm saying like
oh,
you were both
then.
Interns.
Yeah.
So you had to like, but you don't like to compete.
You don't think I like to compete?
It didn't look like it with Wes. Like Wes would go do something and you would just let him.
Absolutely.
I mean, you take the floor.
Now?
Yeah. What? I mean, you tell me, huh? You tell me, huh?
Huh? I was just, you know, figuring things out. I was sitting back watching, and like, I found out where Wes's weaknesses were, and I pounced.
Yeah, when you hit hard, because I mean, you really impressed me, especially with that tattoo of yours. I knew right there that we were gonna be friends.
Sir, you got an ID? No, but I got a tattoo on my thigh. Pull your pants down, son.
Johnny Daytona, that just...
At what point in the 3 weeks did you feel like you might have to leave?
I don't know. I don't think I ever thought I was going to leave. Like, I was like... when I was coming here, I was like, I'm going to do what I need to do to get to stay. And I don't... Lisa, our warehouse manager, is the reason I got to stay. So, you know...
Why?
Because I worked hard and she liked it.
Yeah, that's true. You got the stamp of approval from Lisa. Caitlin, Wes, everybody was like, this guy's got to go.
No.
Caitlin, but Lisa was like, I like him.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
I like him.
That's cold.
Yeah. Find out who your friends are.
It's hard out here.
They each still come to me and ask if Donnie's going to stick around or what my plans are. Yeah, that's what I think. I think that's how did Wes word it. What are your plans with Donnie?
You think Donnie's gonna be around a little longer?
That's what Caitlin said. Like, if Donnie were to leave, what would I mean? Would we need to put somebody else in here for rent? Or no, I'm just kidding. they were like, he's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
He's all right. You ever been fired from a job, Randy?
Yes.
I should have been fired, but there's been a lot of jobs where I just walked out. My first job, I walked out.
Yeah.
It was a grocery store. I was a bagger. And I only got the job because my buddy Austin was working there, and I just felt like I needed a job in
hospital. Austin who?
Austin.
Oh, we don't know him?
Gosh dang, I can't even remember his last name. Hayden. Austin Hayden.
Yep.
And he got fired because he ate a piece of cheese from the dairy. And I was already in a bad mood because he wasn't working there, and I was getting bossed around to do work. And a family came in.
How dare they?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
How dare they?
I'm freaking 14 years old. I want to go skate.
Yeah, I don't want to work.
No.
Skate.
Just give me the check.
And, yeah, I just walked out when I seen this family come in with two carts full of groceries. And I was the only one there, and I said I needed to go to the bathroom, and I just never came back.
Nice.
Yeah. Slick.
Is that, like, the most fun exit you've had to a job?
Yeah. Felt dangerous.
Yeah.
Kind of made me feel like a rebel. But, you know, it all worked out. Now I'm a cameraman.
Yep. Have you ever left a job, Donnie? You worked for your dad most of your life.
Yeah. I worked for my mom and my dad. But I got fired from a job. Yeah.
For what?
Just not being a very good worker, probably. It was like a stone company. And, oh, man, I did not like this job at all. Like,
what did they tell you?
When I got fired?
Yeah.
Just go.
Just go. I'm trying to think if I've ever been fired from anything. I don't think I have.
I was like 16. I did not like that job at all. It was so hot that summer. It was like the summer of 12. Do you remember how like hot and dry it was that summer?
I remember the drought in 11.
Maybe it was 11. It might have been 11.
There was a big drought down here in 11. There were a lot of fires right here down
below. It did not rain, but maybe once or twice that whole summer.
I think that was 11. Yeah, because there was a big fire down here by PK. Came all the way up almost to Graham.
Yeah.
You drive back there, you can tell. Where we went and got that bull.
Yeah.
I kind of, I helped do inventory one summer for Ace Hardware. It was kind of short term, though. Like, I knew I wasn't going to be there long. So, and I didn't like it anyway. I worked for a gas station in high school.
Nice.
Me, my two buddies, we always just like swapped our paychecks for food and gas. Like, we never really made money. I'm trying to think. Everything else was ag jobs, like either
ranch work.
Excuse me. Like riding colts, Dr. Nearland's.
Kibble stuff.
Kibble stuff.
What was the best job you've ever had besides cowboying?
Besides cowboying?
Yeah. Just like something you did in high school. Like, what was the best job you ever had?
Well, there's not very many. I think those would be like the only three jobs that I had that weren't cowboying.
I had a job.
The third one was hold on. I was about to say it.
Okay.
You asked me a question and then started talking during my answer.
Come on, think of something.
Oh, landscaping in college.
Yeah.
I drove a shredder in the ditches at like Bryan on the loop at Bryan. That was the third job of mine that wasn't an ag job. Didn't like that either. But I gotta have entry fees also on.
Yeah.
Vitamins. I sold vitamins. But I was self employed. That doesn't really count. Anyways, tell me about your...
I worked... My buddy's parents in high school, they owned a winery, and we worked in the vineyard, tucking grape vines. Like, that was a cool job, because he was our boss, and he was in the same grade as me, and there was three of us.
Did you ever sneak some bottles out for some high
school? We had to label bottles. Like, we were sitting... It felt like we were bootleggers, because we were sitting in this cooler, like, and there's no windows in the middle of the day, just putting labels on bottles and then putting like the you put the foil on the top and put it in the heater and it like shrinks it on there.
Mm. That was your favorite?
It was a pretty fun job because he was my boss.
Sounds fun.
Was it more fun than this job?
No.
So this is your most fun job?
This is the most fitting job I've ever had, I feel like.
But not the most fun?
Yeah, probably the most fun.
Man, it took you a while to say that.
I don't like to give you any credit.
We'll let you go.
I don't feel like I'm being hard enough on you if this is your most fun job. I think the most fun job I had was the one I had right before I was doing this full time. And that was here in Winnebago, working for my brother-in-law. I lived in my sister's office, and I doctored yearlings for $12 an hour. My alarm went off at 4:50 every morning. It was hard work. But he was, just because he was such a cool boss, he's probably the coolest boss.
Cowboy.
Don't even feel like work. That's just a way of life.
Yeah, that's just how we live.
I mean, you got blood on your knuckles, sweat on your hat.
Heard that, old son.
If you love
Dang,
your job.
Are you cowboy?
You carry the morals of a Superman. Super cowboy. Super puncher.
Are you a cowboy?
I mean, people call me a cowboy every now and then.
Been accused of it a time or two.
I wouldn't call myself a cowboy. I didn't grow up being a cowboy. I grew up in town.
Yeah.
I had a garage.
Cowboys can't have garages.
I mean, no. I've never seen a...
If you got a garage, you ain't no cowboy.
If you got a garage, you definitely no cowboy, because they don't have time for garages.
No, they don't.
I don't. Maybe you weren't a cowboy in like the traditional sense of like cowboy, but yeah, cowboy tendencies.
I feel like I carry the
rodeo
morals
cowboy.
Of a
That's
cowboy.
A good yeah rodeo. You carry the what of a cowboy?
Like the morals.
Like said, the balls.
Yeah, that too.
Well, I guess
mean,
you
I
would.
I had to get on them bucking bulls.
Yeah, you're a bull rider. I guess you did. That's true. Yeah, you're a rodeo cowboy.
Yeah.
Underwear wearing bull riding cowboy.
Yep.
You wore underwear.
Yeah, I wore underwear my whole life, and all my friends were like, oh, yeah, we don't wear underwear. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I wear starch jeans. You do not want to wear
No.
I don't think I could do... I don't think I could get on
I gotta
without
have
underwear. Now, I went through a phase where it was like, had to be tights, and then it had to be tights below my knees, like, you know, like the tights that, like, some of the basketball players wear.
Yeah.
Then I went back to just regular underwear because I got tired of getting naked behind the chutes. I like just underwear.
I wonder
you know?
Why.
Shut up. I like just underwear personally.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
You don't have to have tights?
No, I rode in compression shorts.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Did you put them on over your underwear?
No.
I could never do that. I don't know how people do that.
I took my underwear off and put my compression
like
shorts.
Like one or the other.
These are special compression shorts. They weren't normal.
Bull riding compression
they
shorts?
They were...
Wait a second.
I don't even think they make them anymore.
You have this secret and you hadn't told Donnie?
Yeah, like these compression shorts were the real deal.
Who made them?
I don't even know. I think they were for goalies in hockey or something. All them Canadians were wearing them, so I thought I'd give them a try.
I'd like to try me some of that.
I think I'd try me some of them.
You don't want no part of this.
But.
Do you feel like you have any secrets that have been helping you lately?
With bull riding?
Anything.
Yeah. Yeah, anything.
Secrets?
We could start with bull riding.
I don't have any secrets about bull riding. I mean, anything, everything on
Wes.
What'd you say?
If he thinks he's a better bull rider than Wes.
Ooh.
We need to have a
Wes
showdown.
Isn't here to stick out for himself.
Oh, so. He's gonna have his own podcast.
Oh. Yeah. He's getting his own podcast?
Well, not his own like channel,
dangerous.
But he's gonna be yeah. It's
be
gonna,
dangerous. That's I'm gonna have my own podcast called Get Tough. I'm gonna start my own brand called Get Tough. If he's be dangerous, I'm
this
Get
is
Tough.
This is our eighth podcast. You're gonna be number eight. He's gonna probably be number nine.
Rank.
So,
rank.
What was the question?
If he's a better bull rider, than
are you
Wes?
A better bull or what? At what in the cowboy or bull riding world are you better at than Wes?
Man, I try to be nice when you guys ask me these questions, but then he gets behind the microphone and he says stuff,
yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Dude, what the
what
heck?
Is it? Like, every now, like something about yesterday we were filming, and I was going to make Wes fix a water gap. It's like 35 degrees with the wind blowing, And Donnie's like, dude, don't make him do that.
I can't believe you said that.
Randy was like, dude, ready. Randy turned the camera on. Leroy, Cheech were like, hey, maybe we could. And I personally, like, I'd kept it to myself, but I wasn't going to make him fix the water gap. I just wanted to see him be committed to fixing it. And that was going to be good enough for me, which it was. But Donnie came to me and I was like, wow, am I missing something? Is this really that dangerous? I mean, yes, he does have strep. It was raining, 35 degrees. The wind was blowing. So getting him in thigh deep water probably wasn't the smartest, but it also wasn't the dumbest.
Dude, it was like chest deep out there in the middle. No. The T-post was barely sticking out of the water.
I don't think so. I don't know. Anyways, what is
anyway, some like? People, a lot of people just, Wes can't do the things I can do.
Like what? Give us an example.
It's just, I just worry about him doing stuff sometimes, just trying to keep up, you know.
You're
what I mean?
Are you concerned for
yes,
him?
Yes. Okay.
What yeah. was he going to do the other day out at Guacamole camp? Or was it West camp? What did he tell you?
That's been a while back.
Oh, what did he say?
Yeah, I don't know what y'all are talking about.
We were fixing fence. And he was looking, we were looking for the gap, and he's like, I'm about to just go saddle Boone and ride this fence line. I said, okay. All
right, cowboy. Get
Wes
after
is,
it.
Wes's nickname is Cowboy. That's what his girlfriend calls him. I like it. I like the
too.
Nickname.
I like
I've
it.
I've heard worse nicknames, for sure.
What's your nickname?
You call me Numbnuts a lot.
I can't wait to hear what Wes has to say about you.
I know. He gets mean.
Yeah, right.
Dude, I'm mean to his face. He's mean on camera, like in front of everybody.
That's
like,
true. He will turn it on.
Like, whenever. All of a sudden, he's like, I'm like, that's how it's going to be. And usually, he waits till after I have said something. And then, like, so and he knows I can't come back.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, I got you. And he's so much taller than you.
He is taller. He's taller than
you're
most
just so
people.
Short.
I mean, he's like, he's way taller than you, too.
I mean, he's a little taller
no,
than
he
me.
No, he is way taller than
For
me.
Those of you listening to the podcast, he is a little taller than me. Donnie's super short, and right now he is holding a knife, a plastic knife.
No, I'm not.
Randy's throat.
No, I'm not.
Get it out of me.
Some Office references. Okay, so you've not answered the question. That's okay. We're going to ask Wes. We'll see what Wes has to say about it.
Yes.
Yes. Huh?
Yes.
What are we talking about?
I answered the question, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. We'll see what Wes says. I like how you are wearing the same hoodie as me.
Thanks, buddy.
No, thank you, buddy. Don't say it like that.
How's it going, buddy? Have a bloody, buddy.
I feel like we're getting ready to talk about something else before he asked me that question. Who's a better bull rider?
Yeah, sorry, I screwed that up.
No, you're good. You're good. I didn't mean it like that. That was a good question.
Well, we just wanted to get you on the mic this morning. Now that you're doing your morning workouts, and like we get to see Donnie Daytona at 8 and not 1:30.
Yeah.
3.5 hours a day is not enough Donnie Daytona for the Rodeo Time Incorporated.
Because I wouldn't start talking until like 11.
That's what I'm saying.
Have you ever shared your story on the night or the day you messaged Dale to come out here?
We talked about it a little bit on...
Weren't you drunk?
Yeah. I was in college and... We went to a bar called Whiskey River. The bar name changed a lot. It was in a pretty rough part of town. But, like, anyways. So I'm pretty sure it was, like, Dollar Rails or something that night. Or maybe just Dollar Vodka drinks. Anyways, we were in there playing pool. And I was, like, I knew I was getting ready to graduate in, like, 6 months. So I was, like, I got to find something to do after.
Did you tell anybody?
Nope.
You just didn't?
Nope. I didn't tell... I told maybe 3 or 4 people besides my parents that I was even coming down here when I left.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, people knew I was going to Texas, but people didn't know what
So we make interns send videos in, just I don't know. It's like, first question I ask is, how old are you? Where are you from? I don't really know why I asked the where you from question, because if, like, I don't know, if they're too close, could be bad. If they're too far, could be bad, but it could be good, because then when they get here, they're not going to be going home a lot. But the really the age thing is, you know, is the main thing. So, like, make sure they're over 18. If they're over 21, it's even better. Not that we drink around here, but it's just something I wouldn't have to worry about, you know. And so Donnie sent in his video, and there were like some silos behind him, and you had on aviators, and then you had on that cap over there that you always wear, and it was like, you just look like a farmer. Like, you looked like, I thought you might gonna be showing up in a 40/40 John Deere tractor. Like, but then, I don't know, for some reason when you got here, I, for about 4 days, thought that it was a different person. Like, I thought the wrong guy came. Like, so he messaged me in like February or March, and then he didn't come till, what was it, July?
July 1st.
Well, not to sound arrogant, but also to sound arrogant, I get so many, I get about 140 DMs a day. I counted them yesterday. I got 140, and that was like a, just a normal day. So if you don't like message me again later, I mean, 2 months goes by, 140 messages a day, like, you're gone. Like, you're down in the cyberspace, you know? Yeah. And I try to check DMs every day. So anyways, like, I was like, and I had remembered, I was like, man, that Donnie guy, like, he should, that was one of, you know, he seemed halfway average, super farm kid, but, and so finally you message back. That's what saved you. You messaged me back.
Yeah, but you wanted me to come right then, and I couldn't because I had to go. I had to finish school.
Okay, well, then stop complaining about Wes, all right? Because Wes dropped his – he quit his damn job on the spot.
Sorry, I didn't drop out of college.
I'm just saying, like, you guys – like, Wes was like
– way right there.
Wes had just taken a job in Big Spring. He moved from Tennessee to Big Spring. He was there for, like, 2 weeks, and I was like, all right, come on. And Wes was like, hey, boss, sorry, I'm out of here. Picked up his trailer, quit his job, came here to work for nothing for Dale Brisby. Anyway, so, yeah, the fact that you DM'd me back, and that was what happened with Wes. I was like, man, I can't, like, lose this DM, you know, because I got a normal guy I want to come work here. And so I was like, all right, go ahead and come. And then Donnie was like, man, I can't come right now. I don't want to come right now. I got some partying left to do.
Oh, yeah.
I think is what he said.
College to attend.
I got girls to check. I don't know. I'll deal with that bull riding bull crap later. But anyway, long story short, you hit me back, and I was like, oh, this is the guy, I think. And then you got here, and I was like, man, that's not the guy. I swear, I think I told Leroy, I was like, this is not the guy I originally thought it was. Anyway.
Dang.
Ended up being the guy.
That's cold.
Bummer.
I just didn't remember.
No, I just feel like you didn't like me.
What a bummer.
No, I just, you... Well, the thing is like, you weren't a farm kid. You weren't a little farmer. And so I was like, this must not be him. I don't know why I remembered him being a little farmer. Anyway, and then I don't know why I didn't just go to your name on your Instagram and go back and check, but finally I did, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's him.
I looked at your Instagram before you even came.
Did you?
And I seen... that you were playing Barrel Racer Land.
Oh, yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah.
Isn't it super crude?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, beep, 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 beep.
I didn't look at it.
What did you think of me before I came?
I didn't think much.
Oh, yeah.
But when I was like, all right, this guy's pretty cool, is during the turkey wrap video, because I was like, oh, yeah, this is totally me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
because of how awkward he was.
My main goal wasn't to just come in here and just be like really arrogant, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
you waited for your move, and then, like I said yesterday, you attacked.
Oh yeah.
I think the awkward thing about Donnie is, like, even today, like, you'll come into the office and be like, and you might be gonna ask about some TPS reports or something. And it's a serious question, but, like, you've got this grin on your face during the serious question as if you're about to add some your mom joke to it. and I wait, and then you don't. You just finish the question, and then you look around like with a grin, like, and I'm like, what the hell is this fool? Like, and don't get me wrong, like, I think it's a good practice to smile. That's a good, you know, you need to smile when you talk, you know, all the time, because it makes people, like, so, are you doing it on purpose because you're trying to put everybody in a good mood?
No.
Or you're just not, like, you just start grinning just because, like, you're nervous. Why do you smile? Like, what makes you randomly smile when you talk?
Maybe he's just happy.
I don't know. I'm just.
It's a good just thing.
Glad to be here.
It just catches me off guard sometimes. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying stop doing it. I'm not saying.
I'm bad about that and smiling. I smile all the time, but when someone's like in a really long conversation with you or a story, and then you're smiling, and then it kind of trickles down to like you're trying to smile, but it's not coming off as a smile anymore. Then you're wondering what they're thinking.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in the story anymore. I hate those moments.
Yeah.
Those are awkward to me.
You hate talking to people, period, don't you?
I just don't like...
You definitely don't like talking on the phone.
I don't like making small talk. I don't like... if we're going to talk, let's talk about accomplishing something or get to the point. I don't like, oh, how's your mom? Like, I really don't care how your mom's doing. Like,
yeah.
If I did, I'd be like, how's your mom doing? But I don't want to... Well, yeah, it's. Well, I'm just busy. Oh, the weather's been crazy. Did you guys get any rain over there? It's the same thing over and over again.
Yes.
And it just gets old after a while.
I agree.
Everyone's saying the same thing.
I super hate those like small talk questions when you know this conversation you're about to have with somebody is gonna be serious, like a sponsor or like a sponsor that's about to talk about money or something.
Yeah.
And then like you know this conversation is gonna be like. A little bit of hardball, and for 45 seconds they're asking you like what's been going on,
mm-hmm.
and that, which I think is the moment you're describing. That's when I hate it the most.
Yeah, I just try to dodge those situations, and you know when I'm with you and in public place, I kind of just bounce out.
Let me do it. Yeah, let you handle
that. And even when I'm not, when I'm alone and I'm walking somewhere, I'll have people go, hey, where's Dale at? Where'd you leave Dale? Hey, where's Dale? All the time. Everywhere I go, I can't. It's getting crazy out there, man.
Speaking of Donnie, what interesting questions or just because of your position here, what interesting things have happened to you or been said to you?
People always want to know, like, exactly where we're at. Like, where are you guys out of?
Oh,
west of Fort Worth.
Where?
Where?
What's the street? Millions.
What's the street address?
Yeah. I said that same thing yesterday on the podcast with Cheech.
You know, it's like, I don't know, man.
I don't.
Leave me alone.
Dale drives.
I agree with Randy, though, like, people probably think I'm a really super easy guy to talk to from like seeing like just blogs and stuff, but like if I don't know you, like it's one word answers. Unless you're hot, like even then it's probably one word answers.
Is that why you were talking to all those dudes the other day?
Oh good one.
Signing autographs.
Yeah, we I don't know. We've been dealing. I mean, there's all kinds of interesting things that happen each. The other day, we already talked about this on yesterday's podcast. So I'm not even gonna bring it up. When that guy hit me in the nuts.
Oh man, yeah, I was. That crazy. Was crazy.
Crazy out there.
It's like, what are you thinking, dude? I hope that dude's listening to this podcast and just feels like this big. Like,
I don't know.
Like what?
What were you thinking, sir?
The what? Kind of person that would do that. Probably wouldn't feel you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know. I've done stuff and like looking back on it and you're like, you're an idiot. Why would you say that?
Like, I do hope that. Because at first I was like, man, I really, because my right arm was around his shoulders. Uh-huh. It's like, I really want to like put my right hand on the back of his neck and then like kind of come up with my left hand and just like combine my left hand with his face. And then the force of my right hand pushing his head would just like offset the weakness of my left arm compared to my right arm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that was like one thought, but then I thought, no, this guy already lost.
Yeah.
Like in life, like this dude is a loser.
Yeah.
He just like runs, comes up to this guy he's never met before and hits him in the nuts. Like, you're not winning at life. No. If that's where, you know. So I just kind of grunted, and I think I said something like I definitely cussed. I didn't cuss.
We all would.
Like, I was like, son of a, and then I it doubled me over. My stomach hurt.
Yeah.
For two
I know.
Hours, my
I was
stomach
like,
hurt.
Dang, I didn't know what was going on. Like,
yeah.
Me and Cody were standing off to the side. I didn't know. Yeah. If I would have known, man, I would have.
I think his wife felt.
Been on
so
it.
I thought when I walked away, I was like, if he walked up planning that, that's pretty freaking crappy. If he did it off the cuff and he was like nervous and was just trying to be funny, then it's not quite as bad. And so I was pissed. I was pissed thinking he had planned it for a long time. Then the other couple that was with him like circled around and came over and got their picture with me. They didn't bring it up, but and that made me think, okay, he didn't plan it. Like, they actually wanted a picture. So then, and when I got the picture with the other couple, I was like, all right, they didn't mean it.
I don't know how you do what you do.
Dude, I can't. I just feel like if we're going to do this, if we're going to put stuff out.
Oh, yeah.
People. If we're going to put out a video, if I'm going to do one Snapchat, I can't. And I don't want to. Like, I'm not going to complain about somebody who wants.
Right.
I mean, obviously, it's going to suck. And I'm going to complain about somebody that walks up randomly and just hits me in the nuts. That's kind of over the line.
Yeah.
But, like, it just doesn't bother me to take pictures with people. And they took time out of their day. They enjoyed watching my stuff. So I'm going to give them my time. Try to. I mean, sometimes you just got to get somewhere, you know? Like I was at the booth in San Antonio for 9 hours. Like, eventually we got to go home, you know? Thankfully, there wasn't a line when we left anymore. So, like, it wasn't a big deal. I try to never leave when there's still a line. But then you got guys like JB, and I understand where he's coming from too. It's like he just wants to ride bulls.
Yeah, JB. He just
well, and he's been through the ringer. I'll just say straight up, those when you're in the PBR, you almost become theirs. Like they have you up at 5 o'clock in the morning doing radio interviews, then you got to go do a TV interview, then you got to go do some PR stuff here, then you got to go over here, then you got to do a shoot tour, then you got to go get on a bull.
And he didn't ask for any of it. That's what I'm saying. So the difference is like once you start putting out content on the internet and you want people to watch it, then you're asking for it.
Right.
JB, all JB wanted to do was ride bulls.
Right.
He loved riding bulls. He loved riding rank bulls. And so everything else, like, he didn't technically ask for. Now, I get it at some point, you know, and he'll do it.
Oh, I think he does really good.
He does a good job with it. He takes pictures with kids.
Yeah.
But I just feel like there's a big difference in what he's doing and what I'm doing. Like, he's not asking for it quite like we are. But,
yeah, anyway. JB knows how to turn it on in those kind of situations. He's really good at it.
Yeah.
I think he's gotten a reputation as a guy who doesn't want to do it because he doesn't go to those signings with the PBR. But I think that's more just his frustration with kind of the man, not the fans.
Right.
With the man, not the fan.
So punk rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a problem. Let's stick it to the man.
Yeah.
But anyway, I do love when people want to come take pictures. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah.
When people want to take pictures with you?
Yeah, I think, like, I never expected anything like that to happen. If you would have asked me a year ago, kids would have been asking for my autograph and stuff. Like, no, I would have never. And I don't know why they ask for it now. I'm just.
Because they're fans,
cool, man.
Yeah. It's a TV channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a TV channel.
Those kids were talking. They're like, yeah, we showed everyone at school your ankle, like, got bent back all the way. It's crazy. You're awesome. You're our favorite.
I got a lot of clout for that ankle of riding that bull out of the trailer.
From my angle, it looked, you know, because you couldn't, I opened the gate,
on the
it's
other
like,
side.
It, you know, it's like, oh, it just takes that right turn and you slid off. But then when you get on Leroy's angle, I'm so glad there were two angles.
Yeah. Because if it would have just been you, yeah, people would have been like.
You'd have never known, like, oh, his ankle got turned 180 degrees.
Mm-hmm. And you almost died landing in.
I didn't even know. I had no idea. I knew I got hung up. Uh-huh. I knew I hit that corner of that trailer. I did not know it flipped around.
Yeah. I didn't know either.
I just thought it got mashed.
Like 4 hours later, yeah. Leroy was editing it, and he sent a Snapchat of that part of the video.
Yeah.
I was like, God, dang. But, I mean.
Yeah, I know. And then there was the tree and a bunch of thorn bushes right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I...
Added danger.
Wes rode his out on a weenie suit backwards, though, so that's the real baller.
No. Number one, Donnie did it first. Number two, that bull's worn out by the time Wes got on him. He practically
Yeah, we did buck out. Him that day. We need to find another bull like that. Yeah. What's today, Tuesday? Dude, we're going to the sale barn on Monday. We need to go
It's about time we're going to the
sale barn on Monday, and we're going to find...
We'll vlog it.
We're going to find some new bucking stock. Yeah. That's a good idea.
We'll vlog it.
We're going to go to the sale barn, buy it, and then buck it. Because we really need it. That's a good... We're not even like coming up with something just to make a video.
I want to change the name vlog. I don't like that name.
Okay.
Video log. That's what we'll call it. It's a video log. I don't
want to call it that.
Oh, okay.
We need a name.
It's rodeo time.
Yeah. I like that.
Rodeo time show. I don't ever call it a vlog.
It just sounds too...
Corporate.
Corporate. Yeah. Too YouTube.
The man.
Yeah.
I mean, we could call it... I don't know. Something better.
It's not punk rock.
That is not cowboy. Vlog.
It's
I can just see a 67 It's a rodeo time rancher. Show. What is that?
Yeah.
A vlog?
No, it's rodeo time, dude. That's what everything is. It's rodeo time. That'll be 180, I think.
We should make a commercial like that. And people like, what are you watching, a vlog? No, man. It's rodeo time.
Yep.
Okay, so should the 67-year-old rancher go to the sale barn?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what would be a cool idea for a video? Is we start out, it's Dale feeding. You guys are feeding. And then it looks like someone flipped the channel, and it just goes like channel 3. And then it just happens to be the 67-year-old rancher at the sale barn. He's like, yeah, we came out here today to get us some new bucking bulls for these kids. And then you flip the channel, and it's back to Dale at the ranch. And then somehow we merge them together where the 67-year-old rancher backs the bulls in, and Dale's unloading the bulls. I think that'd be kind of neat.
That'd
be kind of cool.
I like that.
That's really cool.
I like that.
It kind of throw people off like, okay, we're getting two and one.
It's all one video?
All one video, but like...
Yeah,
And then in between that, we can flip the channel, and then you got an ad. You got a Brisbane Beef ad or something. I don't know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And then we just keep it moving the whole time.
I like it.
We need more 67-year-old rancher.
People want...
And I just want you guys to know I got a trademark coming.
Okay.
TM.
And
you gotta say TM.
It might be kind of hillbilly. What? I got me some overalls.
Really?
I think I might want me some of that.
I got some Carhartt overalls.
I don't need overalls. That needs to be you. That's your thing.
That's my thing.
I know. You've said that for a long time.
No shirt.
I've been thinking about
overalls. No shirt.
I gotta wear a shirt.
No shirt. Yeah,
I got some tattoos that I don't want to show.
Well, it's not that you don't want to show them. They just don't fit the overalls.
And they don't fit really the vibe that we're putting out.
You do kind of look like Earl Stibbles Jr.
They're not that kind of tattoos. Yeah. These are more like New Mexico skateboarder tattoos.
No, I've seen them.
I wouldn't say New Mexico skateboarder.
Well, you're the only New Mexico skateboarder I know, and those are your tattoos, so.
Yeah. Man, if I could go back and just erase that day. Probably wouldn't.
Would you be no tattoos if you could go back?
If I were to start all over, I probably would have never got a tattoo.
Really?
Any of them?
Probably never anything.
See, now I'm never going to get one.
I wouldn't get one.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would. But now that I'm already this far into it, I'm going all out. Going to do it.
I want to get like a quarter sleeve, maybe eventually. But I might outgrow that dream before I actually get it.
I just didn't make good decisions. Like, I just was, like, in the moment, like, yep, that's going to be awesome, and I'm going to love that forever.
Yeah.
And I did actually have an instant regret, instantly, right after I looked at it in the mirror. I was like, what did I just do?
I love tattoos on girls. Some tattoos on girls.
I don't.
I like some tattoos on girls.
I mean, if it depends. If it looks good and it's... I like girls that are almost completely covered in tattoos. That looks good to me, if it's good. But if you got a girl that has the horseshoe, Lucky Charm horseshoe, or Faith, Hope, Love with birds flying.
White girl, like, just generic.
That's like, come on.
Basic.
It's like, yeah. I let's go get tattoos, and you walk in the shop. I want that.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much is that?
The infinity sign with love in it.
I definitely would want them to want it to have a little more thought than that. But like hip, ribs, shoulder blades, shoulder maybe. Deidre has some tattoos. She works for Rock and Roll Denim. I like her tattoos on her shoulder. She's got the pinup girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Black and white.
Hers is color. Yeah. I like color. I know you like black and white.
I was a fan of pinup girls back in the day. I even had a pair of chaps on the side of them. Brody Bolton carved me up some pinup girls.
Nice.
They didn't come out as good on leather as the picture was, but just wanted to share that with you. But I brought in a reference to get them printed out to how I wanted it to this place in Odessa, and these ladies just thought I was the craziest person in the world for bringing them a picture of a half-naked lady to print out. So, fun fact.
Conservative.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we're going to thank you for those of you watching on YouTube, where the SD card has run out of the SD card ran out of room, because we have 3 podcasts on that SD card right now. 128 gigabytes. Thank you for those that are listening in on Spotify, iTunes, whatever other platforms we're able to get this on.
KWSM.
Rodeo time. We're on to the next one, I believe. Donnie, thank you for joining us.
I think next, next podcast needs to be the beginning of Dale Brisby. Like, just go in there and just dive in deep.
Okay. Well, I thought the next one was going to be Wes.
Scratch it.
Well, I don't think it would be bad to, like, give 2 or 3 podcasts and then come to Wes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Whatever you want to do, you're the boss.
Yeah. I'm not going to scratch it.
You could record it and then...
I'm going to let him rebuttal.
To what? I didn't even hardly say anything.
You might
want
to let him listen to this before.
You sound defensive.
No, I am kind of defensive because he's always...
So much taller than you?
He's mean.
I don't think he's that mean.
He's mean.
Thank you all for joining us this episode of Rodeo Time with Dale Brisby, Donnie Daytona, and Randy Cortieri. We're here at the Dale Warehouse, the Rodeo Time Warehouse, and we're about to be on to the next one. So pow pow, and let everybody know it's Rodeo Time.